It seems that one of the specific fears that the people we've spoken to have, when we start asking them about their stories, and with the in the case of the Generations Together project, obviously personal stories is what it's all about, is that they're not interesting enough. That part of that, the confusion of social media and journalism is that they've got used to news being sensational, and the idea of them just talking about their ordinary lives. That I've heard so often, oh, people don't want to hear what I've got to say. No one's going to be interested in that. And what have you found what do you tell people to encourage them to tell their own stories?
Well, the first thing that I find out is whether they are comfortable with email. Because if they're comfortable with email, then you can say, well, look, who do you email? You find out who they talk to on email, and it's usually their daughter. I mean, I'm thinking of a particular lady here who emails her daughter and her son, and they email her back. And one of them lives not far away, but they still email because they don't see one another every day. But I think the son lives quite a long way away, and so they only see one another, Easter and Christmas and that kind of thing. So they use that for keeping in touch. And I said, why do you use email instead of phoning them up? She said, oh, I phone them up as well. So it's not one thing or the other. They do lots of this. And once you've got them to admit that they do email and it's really easy, then you can trap them into Posterous by showing them Posterous and say, look, what about your nephews and nieces? Do you talk to them? So, oh, no, I don't really talk to them. They're not really interested in what I'm up to. And I said, oh, I bet they are. And then the idea of this idea of making it accessible because it's just like emailing, and then reassuring them that if they only want certain members of their family to see the stuff, they can set a Posterous group up to do that. Lots of people listening to this know to do that. It's quite a big thing though. But it's that finding a route in, finding something they're interested in, and using how social media can help them do that, but do it more with more of the people they would like to try and reach, and people who they know will find their story interesting. And that's the basis on which you can build something more, I think, a more open approach to it.
I think.
What about Scotland? What happened in Scotland?
Well, in Scotland, it's slightly different because it's not so much individuals telling their own stories in that sense. It's actually people talking about organisations and institutions and kind of work situations. And there, I think, a lot of the problem of no one wants to listen to this is I'm not the person who should be talking about this. That in situations where you're representing something else, people often feel like they're not the person who should be doing it. That there should be a comms department or someone whose job it is to deal with marketing or media. And in some ways, that's the fault of the people they work for, not allowing them to have a voice in this way. But I guess that before the technology existed to do this, it made sense to have one person whose job it was to talk to the local press and say, oh, we're having an open day. It's my job to phone them up and tell them, give them all the information about the open day. But one of the situations that I'm going to be covering next week, and that'll all be here on Audio Boo, is the story of a care home that desperately need new doors because the fire doors they've got, they can't get wheelchairs through. So they've got these fire doors, and as long as there's someone there to hold it open, then they can get through. But actually, one person in a wheelchair can't push these doors open. And the best possible way of us finding out about that is for someone who works there to sit and go, look, let's do it. Let's take some pictures and a bit of video and talk to the people who are sat here going, if I could get through this door, I'd have 80% more freedom because I could get in and out. I could get from my room to the rec room to go and watch TV or whatever on my own. I wouldn't have to phone staff to come and do it. And someone going in and reporting on that, it's not a particularly interesting news story. It is a great kind of chance for people to say, look, this is how it feels.
Yeah.
That how it feels is almost bigger than what it is. Because what it is someone needs a new door. That's not a massive news story. But hearing from someone whose freedom is restricted because of that.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. I think that I guess we've sort of lost our sense that people telling their own stories is important. And back when if you listen to your grandparents talk, or your, or, you know, or even our parents talk, because they came from a time when people told stories, when people, you know, families would sit around of an evening and tell stories, they do it beautifully. What they don't, they don't assume that anyone outside the family is going to be interesting, but they can be such great, compelling storytellers.
Yeah.
And one of my great big regrets is not recording my granddad's stories before he died. He was an incredible raconteur. He would just tell these mad stories. Unfortunately, he would tell them over and over again. So I didn't. I know them.
Right.
I can tell them.
You tell them to your child.
Yeah, yeah. I want to. I want him to grow up knowing about his granddad bricking up people's doorways and stealing the roof off Spike Milligan's house. Just completely insane stories from when he was young. That when I tell them, they're interesting because it's the family. When he told them, they were interesting to anyone because
he was a storyteller.
Because he was a storyteller, mm-hmm. And I think that everybody's got a story in the same way that. It's the old cliche of everyone's got a novel in them somewhere. Long before you get to having a novel in you, everybody's got a story. Everybody, I just people are interesting.
But you see, the thing that I think is really interesting is this. People seem to feel that they need an audience, that there has to be an audience, and that audience has to be a big number.
Yeah.
And I think while anyone can listen to your story, if you put it on the internet, it's not the anyone that you want to hear it. It's the someone that you have in mind when you tell the story. And if that someone is your grandchild halfway across the world who listens to your audio boo story or Skype videos with you and has a chat, that's the job complete.